This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden said he will sign into law on Saturday the bill passed by Congress this week to raise the U.S. debt ceiling and curb spending after nail-biting negotiations. Both the Senate and the House of Representatives passed a bill that lifts the government's $31.4 trillion debt ceiling, averting what would have been a first-ever default as early as June the 5th. In his first address from the White House's Oval Office to tout the passage of the bill, Biden highlighted compromise and consensus as the only way American democracy can function.
Passing this budget agreement was critical. The stakes could not have been higher. If we had failed to reach an agreement on the budget, there were extreme voices threatening to take America for the first time in our 247-year history into default on our national debt.
The United States says it doesn't plan on building more nuclear weapons to counter threats from Russia, China, and the growing number of adversaries who have or could soon have nuclear capabilities. Instead, according to White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, Washington plans to modernize its existing nuclear arsenal and continue to invest in cutting-edge technologies to keep adversaries in check. Sullivan said Friday it will also keep open the possibility of talks to prevent a new nuclear arms race.
We're seeing increasing nuclear threats from the DPRK and Iran. In the last year alone, Kim Jong-un declared that he aimed to have, quote, the world's most powerful nuclear arsenal, announcing plans to ramp up the development of everything from tactical nukes to ICBMs to unmanned underwater nuclear weapons.
Sullivan's comments came as both Russia and China have either rejected or ignored calls for arms control and nuclear talks.